Good afternoon. This is Francis, your volunteer reader with Sun Sounds of Arizona, bringing you our Listener Beware program. For the next half hour, you'll hear about scams, schemes, fraud, and ways to protect yourself and your money.
Today, we have articles on a support group for scam victims and AARP's five biggest scams to watch out for in 2025. From the Washington Post, scam victims often feel shame. This support group helps them heal, by Michelle Singletary, December 7, 2024. The group meets 5 days a week via Zoom, each person working through one of the most painful experiences of their lives. One woman, who asked to remain anonymous, fell victim to a romance scam. A man pretending to be in the military dragged her along for 3.5 months. She was left heartbroken and without my life savings. Her family knows about the con, but not the nearly $100,000 stolen from her. I avoid telling them because I have not forgiven myself, she said. I still feel so much shame and embarrassment. I found the support group out of desperation. The ever-growing catalog of digital crime has given rise to fraud victim support groups, including the one that brought the woman to the same AARP-run session as Judith Boivin, a retired therapist from Maryland, swindled out of nearly $600,000. There, they can talk freely about what they lost: money, trust, sense of security, as they navigate the legal and emotional fallout. Like Judith, Jane Dean was taken in by an impersonation scam, but hers started with a woman pretending to be an Amazon representative who told her that someone had created multiple accounts in her name and was trying to purchase an Apple MacBook. She was persuaded the call was real because the scammer knew where she banked. She was transferred to a man calling himself Eric, who said he worked for the Social Security Administration. He told Dean she was at risk of being prosecuted for money laundering. The only way to protect herself was to deactivate her Social Security account, get a new number, withdraw her savings, and give it to a criminal lawyer working with the Treasury Department. Eric kept emphasizing that I could trust no one, not even bank employees, because they could be part of the money laundering process, Dean said. She had turned over $25,600 and would have lost more had it not been for an alert bank manager. Suspecting a scam, he pulled the 71-year-old into his office and began asking questions, unaware that Eric was listening in from a mobile phone she'd hidden in a lightweight jacket. Eavesdropping is a common tactic scammers use to steer their victims and avert a bank's detection system. When the branch manager pulled up the address where Dean was told to send the money, she was stunned to find it was an empty house in a new community. At that point, I completely broke down, she said. Afterward, Dean posted articles about imposter scams, including one of my columns on Facebook, without mentioning what had happened to her. She called it a duty to warn. When she asked a friend if she had read the post, the reply was typical of the insensitive comments victims get. It made Dean angry. I still find it hard to believe someone would fall for that scam, the friend said dismissively. Dean immediately deleted the post. The support group saved me from total despair, she said. She's so concerned about other victims in the peer group that she feels embarrassed to share how much was stolen from her. These are people who have lost so much more than I have, Dean said. So I don't talk about how much I lost because it's almost disrespectful of the others in the group who have lost their IRAs, their life savings, everything they have set aside. People who fall victim to financial crimes, government impersonation and romance scams, Ponzi and pyramid schemes, gold and cryptocurrency cons, don't often get the emotional support they need to recover. We feel ashamed, embarrassed, unwilling to subject ourselves to such questions as, how could you have not seen this as a scam? Or, why didn't you do this or that? Dean said. Or they make some other comment that taps into our feelings of stupidity at being scammed. It is this lack of empathy that coerces so many victims into silence. It is really important to get into the emotions and the feelings that these victims are going through, said Amy Knopfziger, Director of Fraud Victim Support for the AARP Fraud Watch Network, which provides resources to help consumers spot scams. The network initially partnered with Volunteers of America to provide a free support group program for fraud victims led by trained peer facilitators. AARP has since formed its own support group program, which launched in September. People can drop in on any group with availability for that day's session. One of the things that we know from a lot of our victims is they feel so alone, isolated, and ashamed, Knopfziger said, and they think it's only happening to them. Far from it. Last year, the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center received 880,418 complaints and reported $12.5 billion in losses related to cybercrime. According to the Federal Trade Commission, which also tracks financial fraud, consumers reported losing more than $10 billion in 2023, up from $1.9 billion in 2019. Though the figures are staggering, law enforcement officials and consumer advocates say they represent a mere fraction of the problem. Michelle Bovero signed up as a Fraud Watch Network volunteer in Colorado after she retired, starting with the helpline in 2018. When the idea for an online support group came up, she immediately volunteered to be a group facilitator. She started that work in June 2021. I've witnessed the devastation of the global criminal fraud epidemic and the benefits of providing a safe, non-judgmental community of facilitators and peer supporters who aid in each other's growth and recovery, Bovero said. Understandably, I wasn't allowed to observe any of the group sessions, which are open to victims and their loved ones. Much of Bovero's focus is on helping victims to stop blaming themselves. She likes to impress upon them that they were not willing participants in their victimization. They were victims of a scam. I'm very protective of my people, and I have become a mother hen, she said. I care about each and every one of these victims and their family members. I hear over and over again how they don't get help from the bank, or how they're treated by law enforcement, or how they are treated by the United States government and the IRS. It just upsets me. In these meetings, there is no tolerance for criticism. There's enough of that everywhere else. As a society, she says, we are too eager for the victim to share blame because it reinforces the hubris that the rest of us are too clever to be conned. They don't see the criminal in the same space as the victim, Bovero said. They don't see the psychological manipulation. They don't feel it, so they don't understand. But fraud victims do. They identify with the fear that drives someone to hand over their life savings. They know how a scammer gets into someone's head. We have this conversation every time I'm in group, Judith said. We go through that this isn't our fault. We all have been entrapped. We have all been in bondage. We have all been taken advantage of. Judith, 80, has wrestled with being pulled into a trap by a bogus FBI agent. How she was coerced and cajoled to go along with a fake sting targeting a known drug cartel. How decades of planning and savings evaporated in a matter of months. Finally, feeling safe enough to talk about the experience helps. The community of survivors can identify with her ordeal. They know the struggle. It's what got me through, Judith said. It's what's getting me through. Six signs of a scam. Here are some insights from victims on how to spot a scam. You are told to keep quiet. Scammers use secrecy to keep you isolated. The goal is to gain your trust and separate you from the people in your life who might catch on that you are being manipulated. The moment you are told not to tell or trust anyone else, cease all communication. It's the government calling. The FTC, FBI, IRS, Social Security, or the local police will not call, text, or email demanding payment in cash, a gift card, wire transfer, or cryptocurrency. Also, don't trust caller ID. Scammers use technology to make it appear as if they are calling from your financial institution or a government agency. Just hang up, look up the bank or agency number, and call to check whether there is an issue. you are instructed to move your money to, quote, protect it. If you are coached to transfer funds out of your bank, investment, or retirement account for your protection, it is a scam. Crooks also will try to get you to buy gold, gift cards, or cryptocurrency as a means to protect your assets. It's a lie. Threatened with criminal prosecution. Fear is a powerful motivator. In many cases, scammers tell victims they could be arrested because their Social Security number was used in the commission of a crime. You are told to lie. Many victims are instructed to make up stories to avoid questions or suspicions about their withdrawals. A legitimate government employee or bank personnel would not tell you to lie to protect your money. Pressure tactics. Scammers want to create a sense of urgency. They want you to act before you have time to think about and verify their information. If they pressure you to stay on the phone to walk you through a directive, such as withdrawing money from an ATM or buying gift cards, it's a scam. If you or a loved one has been scammed, call the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline at 877-908-3360 or go online at aarp.org/fraud helpline. AARP Fraud Victim Support Group provides an online forum for scam victims. Group sessions are confidential and led by trained facilitators. They also are open to friends and family. Go to aarp.org/fraud support. Though coming forward can be difficult if you've been victimized, it's important to notify law enforcement. File a complaint with the Federal Trade Commission at reportfraud.ftc.gov and the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center at ic3.gov. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Listener Beware with Francis at Sunsounds of Arizona. We've just read an article about a support group for scam victims. Coming up, from AARP, the five biggest scams to watch out for in 2025. From AARP Magazine, five of the biggest scams to watch for in 2025. Old frauds don't disappear, they become more sophisticated. Here's How to Protect Yourself by Ken Budd, AARP, published December 16, 2024. Hi, Dr. Richard, the text to Amy Nofziger began. I was playing with my puppy today and noticed a lump under his nipple. The stranger requested an exam and included a photo of her puppy's belly. Like so many of us, Nofziger, director of AARP's fraud network, gets loads of fake, wrong number texts, a tactic scammers use to engage you. But the sophistication and imagination of this one surprised her. They're often simply, "Do you want to meet for dinner?" or something more straightforward, as we explain in the story. If I wasn't aware that they're using emotional manipulation, I would have said, "Sorry, you have the wrong number. I hope your puppy is okay," says Nofziger, a dog lover, as plenty of recipients of this text are likely to be. Using a cute puppy pic is a new, more sophisticated twist on a common scam tactic, which experts like Nofziger predict will be a major trend for 2025. A lot of the scams that were tried and true in 2024 are going to be repurposed, especially with the advent of more effective AI, says Michael Broomer, Vice President of Data Breach Resolution and Consumer Protection at Experian, a global credit verification and financial services firm. Impersonation scams are a good example. Whether criminals are posing as celebrities, trusted companies, desperate relatives, or strangers with sick dogs. Deep fakes, both audio and video, have gotten so good, and the language models have gotten so good, it's hard to tell what's real, Broomer says. And older people are frequent targets of these crimes. Losses from scams reported by Americans over age 60 were up 11% last year over the year before, according to the FBI's Elder Fraud Report, with fraud criminals stealing more than $3.4 billion from older Americans in 2023. Here are five common scams to watch for in 2025. Number one, employment scams. Every source contacted for this article, from the Better Business Bureau to the Identity Theft Resource Center, ITRC, reported a rise in employment scams from phony ads on job sites to fake recruitment pitches in your inbox. In some cases, the goal is simply to gain your personal information. You're told you got the job, so you fill out paperwork that includes your social security number and your bank account for direct deposit, notes Melanie McGovern, Director of Public Relations and Social Media for the International Association of BBB Incorporated. More elaborate scams can involve bogus payments. Some scams, for example, ask would-be employees to pay for training or useless certifications. Others pay new staffers a bonus with a check that will eventually bounce, then ask for money back due to overpayment, the Federal Trade Commission reports. Scammers might also request money to cover shipment costs for job-related equipment. How to stay safe? Remember that just because ads appear on reputable platforms such as LinkedIn and Indeed, it doesn't mean they're genuine. Those platforms do their best to police what's there, but they cannot catch everything, says Eva Velasquez, president and CEO of ITRC. And the bad actors often use the name of a real hiring manager and make it look like they are involved in that company. If you're contacted by a recruiter, visit the company's website and see if they're hiring for that particular position, if the person actually works there, and if it's a legitimate company. Also, watch for jobs that promise you can work at home while making big money. During the application process, companies only need basic information, not your social security number or financial information. And if you're promised a job but required to pay money, it's a scam. Number 2, cryptocurrency scams. Cryptocurrency is hot, with the price of one Bitcoin reaching $100,000 for the first time in December 2024. That may be good for savvy investors, but the hype could lure novices into cryptocurrency scams with huge potential losses. In 2023, the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center, IC3.gov, received nearly 9,000 cryptocurrency complaints from people age 50 to 59. Their total losses, more than $900 million. People age 60 and older registered nearly 17,000 complaints and reported losses of $1.6 billion. The numbers are probably far higher because scams are notoriously underreported. Scammers use dating apps, messaging apps, social media, and other communications to build relationships and trust with their targets, then share their expertise on investments, frequently promising large returns and little risk. In 2023, this confidence-enabled cryptocurrency investment fraud was the most prominent type of crypto scam, the Federal Bureau of Investigation reports. Criminals often show victims fake profit reports, which encourages them to invest more. But when investors try to withdraw funds, they're frequently charged outrageous fees. The bogus companies then typically vanish before investors receive their money. How to stay safe? If you're interested in crypto but lack expertise, talk with a financial advisor. And watch for imposter sites that mimic actual companies. In California, one victim transferred over $127,000 to two crypto exchanges, one of which was Celestia.bet. The true network, however, is Celestia.org. To confirm that a company is legit, make sure it's registered with the Commodities Futures Trading Commission, CFTC, and the National Futures Association. Also avoid companies with no physical address or customer service line, the CFTC suggests. Also, beware of requests to pay for something or address an urgent financial matter with crypto. They may ask you to use a crypto ATM. Crypto is the payment method in a lot of different scams, Velasquez says, because it's hard to trace and payments usually can't be reversed. Number 3, celebrity imposter scams. The AARP Fraud Watch Network receives dozens of reports of celebrity imposter scams every month. Some involve phony product endorsements, such as fake video of Kelly Clarkson or Shark Tank judges promoting weight loss gummies. But what most concerns Knopfgeiser are scams where people believe they've entered a romance or friendship with a celebrity. These are the ones we see the most, she says. The scammer hits the victim when they are emotionally vulnerable, she explains, when they might be feeling unworthy, lonely, or bored, or grieving the loss of a loved one. The supposed celebrity needs money, whether launching a new charity or putting down money on the house where you both will live. How to stay safe? No legitimate celebrity will ever ask for money or personal information online. Most celebrities don't manage their own social media accounts, so if you truly believe that you're communicating with a star, go to the celebrity's website and contact their management team to confirm, says Knopfzeiger. Before buying a product based on a celebrity recommendation, conduct an online search of the person and product with words like scam or fake, the FTC suggests. When you see a celebrity promoting a product or making a political statement on a t-shirt, hat, flag, any surface with text, be suspicious. Those surfaces can be a canvas for false messages. It's become easy to alter photos. The FTC is trying to fight these bogus endorsements. In August 2024, the agency announced a new rule that prohibits fake or false consumer reviews, consumer testimonials, and celebrity testimonials, and allows it to seek civil penalties against knowing violators. Number 4, tech support scams. Consumers age 60 and older are 5 times more likely than their younger counterparts to lose money to tech support scams, which cost older Americans more than $175 million in 2023, the FTC reported to Congress in October 2024. The fraud frequently starts with a pop-up message, often with a logo from companies like Microsoft or Apple, saying your computer has a virus. You click a link or call a supposed support number, and they request remote access to your computer. The criminals can now access all of the information on your machine and also install malware. The scammers may also try to sell you useless software, maintenance, or warranty programs. In March 2024, the FTC reached a $26 million settlement with 2 tech support companies who used fake Microsoft pop-ups to lure consumers into buying software. Or they may install malware to harvest login credentials to your online account, including financial accounts. How to stay safe? Legitimate tech companies won't call, email, or text about problems with your computer, and their pop-up will never ask you to make a call or click a link. If a tech support person calls you unexpectedly, it's almost surely a scam, the FTC states. Hang up, even if the number looks real. Never click on a pop-up, never give remote access to someone who calls you out of the blue, and never share your password. If the pop-up won't go away, restart your computer, suggests scam expert Steve Weissman, founder of Spamicide.com. If you do share your password, change it immediately, he adds, and if you give someone remote access to your computer, update your security software and run a scan, or have a trusted person or big box tech store scan it for you. Number 5, card declined scams. The BBB's scam tracker has received many recent reports from consumers whose credit cards are declined while making an online purchase. Typically, they try to use a different card, but that one fails too. And yet, despite the card declined notices, the charges have actually occurred for each transaction, and often for more than they thought. After her card was denied, one victim tried it a second time and received the same card declined message. Then her credit card company alerted her that it had declined a $2,500 charge, even though she hadn't made a $2,500 charge while struggling with her transaction, she reported to the BBB. This is the scam I'm most concerned about, says McGovern. We've seen a noticeable increase in card declined problems. The fraud typically occurs when people visit fraudulent sites or click on fraudulent links. In September 2024, the American Automobile Association, AAA, warned its members about emails and texts, which appear to come from AAA customer service, offering a free AAA car emergency kit if people took a survey. The catch? You had to pay for shipping. So people entered their credit card info and then received the card declined message. One victim told AAA he found several fraudulent charges on his two credit cards. How to stay safe? Always use a credit card rather than a debit card because credit cards offer stronger fraud protections. If you're unfamiliar with a company, research it before making a purchase. And make sure a website is genuine. Scammers often build look-alike sites, the BBB notes, so scrutinize the URL. Sometimes a letter or two might be different. Perhaps most importantly, if you receive an unsolicited offer, ignore it. Don't click on any links or answer any calls, Broomer says. Those same rules apply to shopping scams, charity scams, job scams. If you didn't ask for it, don't touch it. Report scams. If you spot or have been victim of a scam, file a police report. Also report scams to the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center. The more information authorities have, the better they can identify patterns, link cases, and ultimately catch the criminals. You can also report scams to the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline, 877-908-3360. It's a free resource with trained fraud specialists who can provide support and guidance on what to do next and how to avoid scams in the future. That concludes our Listener Beware program for today. I hope you found this helpful. This is Frances at SunSounds. Have a great rest of your day. If you miss a program, you can get it on demand at sunsounds.org. Left click on Broadcast Info and Audio. Then, under Programming Links, left click on On Demand Podcasts. Also, you can now listen to SunSounds on your Echo Dot or other smart home device.